I very much wanted someone who's been in that room, who's been in the cabinet room in a real cabinet meeting with the door closed. What's the difference between what you experienced in the cabinet room and what you saw there today?
The difference, Lawrence, is between today's clown show, which was a theatrical performance for the press, and a real working government where people roll up their sleeves and do the hard work. And it is hard work of trying to figure out what the public needs and how to deliver public policies. There could not be a larger and sharper distinction between what we saw today and what the cabinet actually does when it is governing.
The point that I isolated there, the Medicaid cuts, there's Donald Trump saying again, it's right there, it's on, it was recorded, it's in the transcript, that they're not going to touch Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. They passed a budget resolution last night that specifically instructs the Energy and Commerce Committee to cut Medicaid by $880 billion, the biggest Medicaid cut in history.
Well, the man lies. We know that. I mean, Lawrence, we have lived through his lies now for 8 years. He lied for 4 years during the first term, and then he lied that the election was stolen from him. This man does not know how to tell anything but lies. And the people he has appointed to his cabinet, the only qualification they have is that they are totally personally loyal to Donald Trump. They are not loyal to the United States. They are loyal to him. The press corps who was there today, well, they were intimidated. They are intimidated by Donald Trump. They were there at his request. He did not allow in some members of the press who he didn't like. And that's the way he intimidates. He punishes and he rewards as if he were a dictator. And the sad to say, Lawrence, and it gives me enormous pain to say this because I've spent part of my life working in government for the American people, we are now on the verge of a dictatorship.
Say more about that. We only have a minute left, but please expand on that point.
We have a president who is not only taking power from Congress, basically, the power of the purse is no longer a power that Congress has. That's the most important Article I power that Congress actually possesses. He is saying no. He has the power of the purse in terms of what is spent and how it's spent. He's taking power away from the Article III of the Constitution, judiciary. How is he doing that? He has actually said, I am not bound by the federal courts if I disagree with the federal courts. What this means is tyranny.